Leisure activities are as varied as crossing the Arctic, or collecting foreign coins, or a visit to a museum. Research into people's experience of leisure has revealed that people get a number of different kinds of enjoyment from leisure, some of which I'll briefly talk about now. But bear in mind that most activities will provide several types of experience. We often talk about leisure as giving the opportunity for relaxation. Yoga is generally relaxing, both physically and mentally, as is stamp collecting. Relaxation tends to be associated with undemanding activities, but many leisure activities are far from relaxing.
Questions 1 to 9.
At the opposite end of the spectrum is flow, the name given to a very intense experience, where you're completely absorbed in what you're doing and lose track of time. This often comes from activities where people set themselves challenges to test and improve their skills, as in rock climbing. Many activities that provide flow carry a considerable physical risk, which is likely to add to the experience. Paragliding is just one example. But the same intensely emotional experience may occur in a very different activity, like chess. It isn't the activity alone which provides the experience, but also what the participant brings to it. Another feature of many leisure activities is the introduction to a whole new social network, providing companionship with other like-minded people. New friends can be made through joining a music club, for instance, and social relationships can be strengthened through a shared interest in football. The media open up this experience to everyone who wants to participate, even if they don't play. Then there's the pleasure that some people get from being in communion with nature, either alone or with companions. Surfing, for example, is likely to focus your entire attention on the sea, while one of the more relaxing ways of relating to the natural world is birdwatching. Leisure activities can also provide an opportunity to express creativity. Again, these can be solitary or companionable. Painting is often done alone, although many people join a club that can give them encouragement and tips for improvement, while drama is normally a combined effort, with a performance as its goal.